It is a stellar summer afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures are mild but not too hot, and the humidity is bone dry for this time of year. So if you are not a fan of that tropical, oppressive type humidity, you are absolutely loving the weather today, and the weather looks really nice over the next several hours if you do have any plans to be outside. It's definitely going to be quite pleasant, and you do not need your umbrella. Now, it is a little bit cloudier far south, basically, as you get a bit closer to New York City, and there are a few clouds over the Catskills as well this afternoon, but the showers that were in the lower Hudson Valley earlier have largely moved out, but for the rest of us, it is going to remain mostly clear as we head into tonight. And with the humidity levels nice and low, oh, it's going to be a very comfortable night for sleeping across our area. Temperatures tonight will be largely in the 50s, so you can very likely get by without that air conditioner tonight. Open up the windows, let some of that fresh air in. A few areas of fog may form late tonight, especially near bodies of water. So you may run into a bit of fog first thing tomorrow morning if you are a very early riser. Otherwise, be sure you have your sunglasses with you. We'll see another very bright day with mostly sunny skies. It is going to be warmer tomorrow. Temperatures will be well up into the 80s during the afternoon. So you'll notice the heat, the feeling of that warmer weather compared to today. However, the humidity is still going to remain quite low. So it'll be another one of those rather kind of rare summer days around here where it's actually pretty hot, but not super humid. And on Wednesday, we'll be up close to 90 degrees. The humidity will begin to come up a little bit. It'll be a little bit muggy on Wednesday, but not oppressive. Then on Thursday, we'll see more humidity coming in ahead of a cold front. So Thursday is kind of a classic warm and humid type summer day. And as that front gets closer, of course, we will ramp up our chances for some thunderstorms, especially Thursday afternoon into Thursday night. And it's possible that a couple of those showers and storms may linger into the day on Friday. So this week starts off really nice. At the end, we have some rain chances, but it's not going to be a complete loss weather-wise Thursday or Friday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear, pleasant, with some areas of fog, lows in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, quite warm, but not that humid, with highs in the 80s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear, pleasant, very comfortable, some areas of fog late, lows in the 50s, and for tomorrow, some early morning fog, then mostly sunny, quite warm, but not that humid, with highs in the 80s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly clear and pleasant, with some areas of fog late, lows in the 50s to around 60. And for tomorrow, some early morning fog, otherwise mostly sunny, quite warm, but not that humid, with highs in the upper 80s to around 90. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, mostly clear and pleasant, comfortable, some areas of fog, lows in the 50s. Tomorrow, some early morning fog, otherwise mostly sunny, quite warm, but not that humid, highs in the middle to upper 80s. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly sunny, very warm, and a bit more humid, highs in the 80s to around 90, and on Thursday, partly sunny skies, chance of afternoon thunderstorms, warm and humid, with highs in the 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argenis.